How to pray for people. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 50. And thank you for joining me today. And today's short episode is inspired by a question I had from a friend of mine, from Marianne. She asked me the other day, how do we pray for people without it becoming just a duty or something we go through in a rote fashion, without it really touching our hearts and without it being truly meaningful? So it made me think of this passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, where Paul says, with this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling. Constantly pray for you. Now, I'm not sure I constantly pray for anyone, but I think Paul's point there is that they were always on his mind. And whenever they came to his mind, he would pray for them. So here's three main thoughts about how to pray for people. And hopefully this will prevent it becoming just something that we have to do, we feel we should do. I think the first thing is to remember that having a list of people to pray for is meant to be a way of just keeping our promises. It's for me to keep my promise. I have promised to pray for people. Most of the time when I pray for people, it's because someone has asked me to. There's been an announcement, or someone has asked me personally to pray for them, or I have felt prompted to ask them, is there something I can pray for you? And I've written it down. I put it in my prayer app, in fact, on my phone. So firstly, I just want to keep my promises. That's part of it. And I need to remember that my list is a prompt, not a to-do list. It's to help me to remember to do something I actually want to do. I review that list every Saturday morning, sometimes a bit more often, but definitely every Saturday. And I put it in my diary. It's in my diary for, I think it's 8:30 on a Saturday morning, to go through my prayer list, to pray through it, to make sure that I at least pray through that list for those people at least once a week, but also to review it, because sometimes prayer needs have changed, and I might need to change what I've written in my prayer app. And also, of course, some of them might even have been answered, in which case I can cross them off or highlight them or store them away as answered prayers, which is a wonderful thing to do. So I would suggest you put it at least in your diary once a week to remember to review your list and to pray for those people at least once a week. But to remember, above all, that this is meant to be a way of keeping your promises, to have integrity in your relationships with people you care about. So that's the first thing to remember. The second thing is a practical thing. As I go through my prayer list, I don't just go through one, then another, then another. What I do is come to the first person to pray for in their situation, and then just before I pray for them, I pause. And I take a moment just to stop, to effectively gather my thoughts, to make sure that I'm thinking about them. So I pause before each person, then I pray for that person, and then I pause again, as a gap of silence, before I pray for the next person. And then when I've prayed for them, I pause before the one following. And in that way, I'm making sure I'm praying for individuals and not just going through a list. And thirdly, connected with that, each time I do that, I try to bring that person to mind. I picture them in my mind. I hold them there before my inner eyes, so to speak. Sometimes I even have a picture connected with that person in my app, which helps, and I look at that. But nonetheless, I bring them to mind. So if I'm praying for my friend Barry, I bring Barry to mind. There he is. There's his face, there's his situation in my mind. If I'm praying for my friend Charlie in Accra, in Ghana, as he has asked me to, then I bring him to mind, and I picture his face and his family in my mind as I pray for him, and so on. So I would suggest those three things. Firstly, remember, it's meant to be, if you have a list of people to pray for, it's meant to be just a way of keeping your promises and having integrity. It's not meant to be a to-do list. Secondly, pause before you pray for each person. Put a pause in between each prayer. And thirdly, bring them to mind. Actually picture them in your imagination, with you, in your mind, and that'll help you to pray for them. So there are some thoughts about how to pray for people. There's a lot more that could be said on that, but that will do for today. I would like to know what you think. So please leave a comment about this topic wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass it on. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. And please let me know if there are other topics you'd like me to cover. I'm very grateful to be able to talk about this today because Marianne asked me the question. Do you have questions about how to have better times of quiet with God, better prayer, better Bible study, better application of spiritual disciplines to your life and drawing closer to God? I would love to know. So send me your questions. The email is mccx@mac.com. Many thanks. And I hope that today and every day this week that you have wonderful times of quiet with God, that are intimate, satisfying, fulfilling, and get you in touch with the amazing love of our tremendous God. Take care and God bless.